Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
God aided the human race by sending His Son Jesus into the world. No other expression of God can give us as much help in knowing our Creator as our Heavenly Father. A Christian's faith accepts that Jesus Christ is the representation of God in human form. Hebrews 1 verse 3 says, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being." Jesus, being the fleshly manifestation of the divine nature, reveals much concerning the spiritual nature of the deity. To know Jesus, to know His character, to know His teachings, is to have our eyes open to our Heavenly Father in a way we as fleshly people can comprehend. The Apostle John declared, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." How thankful we should be for the embodiment of the Word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son, welcome once again to Moments of Inspiration.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told Him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you?
How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that He'd answer you and would keep you the long night through? How long has it been since you walked with the Lord
and felt that the days weren't the living? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been
since you knew
that He cared for you?
The Apostle John opens his gospel account of the Lord Jesus Christ with these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness did not understand it. He was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the only begotten who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. No one has ever seen God, but only the begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him. I have quoted only a portion of John's introductory words about Jesus from the first chapter of the Gospel of John. John was one of those eyewitnesses who saw Jesus in human form. He is giving his testimony that he, along with many others who were with Jesus, beheld His glory. They saw in Jesus God's divine nature. The Apostle Peter boldly stated that for himself and for other apostles who were following Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You have the words of eternal life. We believe and we know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus said that He would establish His church upon this very truth. This is the core message of Christian faith. All other issues that surround our practice of Christianity is based upon this one fact. Jesus is the Son of the living God who came in the flesh from God. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Found in John 3:16. In the opening verses of Hebrews, the letter that the apostle points his readers to Jesus, through whom God has spoken to us, he says, in these last days of the earth. He says of Jesus that He is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God's nature. When Jesus was about to leave this earth, through His death upon the cross of Calvary, He was trying to comfort His apostles by telling them, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in Me. In My Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with Me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." These words raised some questions among His apostles, and Thomas said to Him, "Lord, we don't know where You're going, so how do we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me. If you really knew Me, you would have known the Father as well. From now on, you do know Him and have seen Him." And Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know Me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen Me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in Me?" Our scriptures today give testimony that Jesus is God in the flesh. Jesus was not born by the will of men, but by the will of God. Gabriel told Mary that she would give birth to a son through the Holy Spirit. When Mary was found to be with child, the angel told Joseph, "Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which means God with us." In a very special way, God revealed Himself to the world. We must come to know Jesus. This is why the Bible has been written and why it's preserved for us today. To know Jesus in the flesh is to help us see God as our eternal Creator.
When I think of how He came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself the question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won, for who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.